TED Audio Collective.
Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com. Designed for work.
A quick new idea daily from the world's greatest TEDx talks. I'm your host, Atossa Leone, and this is TEDx Shorts. As we age, we lose some of our memories. Some details may become foggier, and maybe it takes us longer to remember someone's name. Neil Mapes is the CEO of Dementia Adventure. Today, he offers guidance on how dementia functions and how to better support people with this disease.
Over the last 25 years or so, the single problem that we've been trying to address is that people with dementia are spending too much time indoors, at a detriment to their own well-being and at the detriment to others and society generally. So I've had three grandparents out of four with dementia, so you could say it's personal for me. But dementia generally is a personal thing. It affects everybody very differently. So what is dementia exactly? But essentially what we're talking about here is a set of brain diseases. Essentially what we're talking about is changes in the higher mental functions. But just to introduce you to some of those changes briefly, the word mal means bad, as in malfunctioning. So, and that's a mnemonic for helping you remember three of the principal symptoms that people look for. M being memory. So quite often long-term memory typically can be very good and can be a source of joy and conversation. But short-term memory can be very poor. And A is for attention. And so it can be difficult to attend to things where there's more than one thing going on at a time. So if you're trying to listen to somebody and there's really bright lights or there's loud noises going on, it can be difficult to do more than one thing at a time, perhaps, for some. And the L is for language. And we see language difficulties for some people where they use simpler tenses, but also have problem naming things. About a third of dementia cases are linked to risk factors associated with our lifestyle. One of the key messages that hasn't yet been widely spread is that what's good for the heart is good for the head. So all the messages that we know around taking exercise being good for our heart health is also going to help your brain health too. Agnes is a lady that's had dementia for many years now, a good friend of mine, and we've supported her for a long time. Agnes and I were in a woodland in Fife in Scotland with a whole range of different folks with dementia on a woodland adventure. She said to me, "Nature is a great healer. It soothes you. It calms you. It makes you feel good about yourself and about others. I won't remember the place, but I will remember the smells and the sounds. And the smells and the sounds will trigger a memory that I thought I'd forgotten, but that will trigger the feel-good factor. And it'll put a smile on my face. And somebody will say, 'What are you smiling about?' And I'll say, 'I can't remember. I was at a place, but oh boy, did I have a good time.'" Agnes has got some really fascinating insights to share with people around perception changes with dementia. Memory is a very multifaceted thing. So how can we help folks with dementia? So we need to think differently about dementia, using outdoors as our theme, but also we need to start thinking differently about communication. Recognizing feelings on people's faces and in their behavior is the place to start. And then you recognize how might that person be, how might their needs be met. We're less concerned really with the facts as to whether somebody's factually correct or not. We're more worried about how somebody's feeling and making sure that they're supported to say what they want to say and do what they want to do. So there are challenges. There are things that dementia brings into people's lives uninvited that make life difficult. There are certain things that you can't do anymore. But there are lots of things that you can still do. So whilst there are clouds of difficulty, there is always the blue sky beyond, and there is always hope and effective alternatives to how we can live our lives differently. But whilst understanding of dementia has increased, understanding of how to live better with dementia hasn't increased equally. And this is where we need to think differently. So it might simply be getting out into your garden, listening to the birds. The opportunities to live better with dementia through interaction with the outdoor environment is only limited by our imagination.
The TEDx talk you just listened to was recorded at a TEDx event in Chelmsford, England. All TEDx events are independently organized by volunteers who believe in TED's mission of ideas worth spreading. Special thanks to the organizing team at TEDx Chelmsford. Visit ted.com/TEDxShorts to listen to the full talk and learn more about TEDx Shorts. I'm Atossa Leone. Thanks for listening, and see you tomorrow.